So we'll discuss some Birkas HaTorah, the brachas before Torah. And there are two types of Birkas HaTorah. The one I won't be speaking about tonight is when you get called up to the Torah for an aliyah on Monday, Thursday, Shabbos, or any Yontif. So that's also Birkas HaTorah. But that's a rabbinical institution. Kriyas HaTorah itself is rabbinical, either by Ezra or Moshe, and the bracha is certainly rabbinical. The question we're going to discuss is the bracha you will make every morning in the Birkas HaShachar, in the Siddur, together with the other brachas, La'asok b'divrei Torah, V'harevna, and Ashavech Abano, which we'll see, it's a discussion in itself, whether it's two or three brachas. If you have the Siddurs have the Vav in it, V'harevna, saying it's one, that's only one, and then the second one is two. Or others don't have the Vav, and it's three. We'll see the Rambam's opinion is it's three. What's the practical difference? Either way, whether it's two or three, you're going to make the bracha. Maybe if you get two mitzvahs or three. But on a practical note, it happens sometimes on any night, but let's say Shavuos night, when you stay up all night, and then someone else slept, and you listen to their bracha. So the question is, in the morning when you're half asleep, most people are sleeping, so it's not an issue, but did you enter Amen or not? After La'asok b'divrei Torah, if it's three brachas, you enter Amen. If it's only two, so the meaning is that we don't enter Amen because, and therefore we cover ourselves if it's only two. So we'll come back to that. But that's the bracha we're talking about, the Birkas HaTorah. So what's unique about Birkas HaTorah, or we'll see if it is unique, is the Ramban writes, Nachmanides writes, Birkas HaTorah, the bracha, is a biblical bracha. 99% of all brachas are only rabbinical. The brachas we make before the Dr. Brown, the bracha you make before Sitzis, Tfilin, Talis, Shofar, just about all the brachas we make are midrabanan. There's only one bracha which isn't in question, where everyone agrees this bracha is biblical. What bracha is that? Very good. That was Noah for the temple. So, correct. We say, V'achalta, V'savata, U'veirachta. You shall eat, you shall be satisfied, and you make the bracha. Of course, the details to when, how much you have to eat, if you have to be satisfied, to be obligated biblically, but the concept of Birkas HaMazon, that's the only clear-cut bracha, which is min haTorah. That's probably him. Avichai, what's his name?
Avichai.
Right. So the question is, what about Birkas HaTorah? What's the status of Birkas HaTorah? So the Ramban writes, Nachmanides, that he clearly states, he quotes the Pasuk in, I think it's Hazinu, and it's at the introduction to Mincha, Shmon Esrei, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Havel Goldel Leolkeinu. Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, when you call out God's name, Havel Goldel Leolkeinu. So when you call out God's name, so, what was the name? When you call out God's name, so therefore you respond. In other words, when you call out God's name, i.e. the Ramban says that the Torah itself is names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore when you learn the Torah, Havel Goldel, you make a bracha. So the Ramban learns Birkas HaTorah is a biblical mitzvah. So according to the Ramban, we have two brachas, which are min haTorah, and we're going to come back to at the end of this year with a little hashkafa and machshava, how it's very ironic. If you only have two biblical brachas, you would think they'd have to get their act together. In other words, when do we do Birkas HaTorah? Before we learn or after we learn? And when do we bench? Yeah, so the question is, when you're dealing with hundreds of brachas, derabbanan, so sometimes before, sometimes in the middle, sometimes after. If you only have two, I don't care which, be consistent, that's all I care. Couldn't the Torah get its act together I need to put in Bezerah, we'll come back to. If I don't, you'll remind me to. So the Ramban writes, Birkas HaTorah is a biblical mitzvah. The Rambam, Maimonides, is silent on the matter. He doesn't, what I mean, he's silent on the matter is, he doesn't list it on his list of 613 mitzvahs. So of course, all the commentators ask, why does the Rambam leave out this mitzvah? So then, you have a whole host of opinions, and basically the question is, is it a fundamental dispute or a technical one? What do I mean by a fundamental one versus a technical? What I mean is, if it's fundamental, the Rambam disagrees, says Birkas HaTorah is only rabbinical, not biblical. That would be a fundamental dispute. Or no, the Rambam really considers Birkas HaTorah a biblical mitzvah. Why didn't he count it? So then, the Rambam many times, the Rambam gives us his rules. So for instance, another famous machlokas Rambam, or famous possible machlokas, the Ramban writes is a biblical mitzvah and a biblical obligation to live in Eretz Yisrael. And the Rambam is silent on the matter. So again, you have a whole discussion in the Mefarshim on the Rambam, silent meaning he totally disagrees, it's only drabbanan, or maybe it's biblical, so why doesn't he count it? So one of the reasons they give by the Avnei Nezer, the Rambam already did count it, he just counted it in a different mitzvah. In what mitzvah? So there's a mitzvah when the Jewish people enter Eretz Yisrael, Hachreim Tachreim, there's a mitzvah to throw out the Zion Amim, the seven nations who are worshipping idols, etc. So the question is, what's the mitzvah? Let's go into Israel, throw out the seven nations, and let's move to Toronto. Or let's live in the... Obviously, the point is to throw them out and live there. So I'm pointing out, according to the Avnei Nezer, the Rambam agrees with the Ramban. The reason why it's a technical issue in terms of how you what you do count, what you don't count, but they fundamentally agree living in Israel is a biblical mitzvah. Same thing here. Within the Rambam, you have the whole gamut. Some say it's a fundamental. Others say no. He includes it in Talmud Torah. You'll find some other mitzvah. So that's a discussion. So we'll just assume, for argument's sake now, that the Rambam disagrees and holds it's rabbinical, which isn't clear, but let's just make that assumption. So what is the Nekudas HaMacholas? What is the issue at hand between the Rambam and the Ramban? Why does the Rambam say it's rabbinical? And why does the Ramban say it's biblical? Just to point out, the Gemara seems to be a clear-cut discussion, because if you look at the Gemara in Brachas, on Chaf Aleph, the Gemara says, Minayin l'birkas HaTorah min HaTorah. The Gemara's question is, and how do you know Birkas HaTorah is from the Torah? And it quotes Kishem Hashem Ekra. So it should be open and shut. How can anyone entertain the possibility of it only being drabbanan? Of course, so how could the Rambam go against the Gemara? So again, if you're a real brisker, it's a difficult Gemara. How could the Gemara be against the Rambam? That's the joke about briskers, that they think Rambam is everything. So therefore, if the Gemara is against the Rambam, it's a problem with the Gemara. But on a serious note, so how could the Rambam say it? So that's what they point out is, by benching, it's clear. V'achalta v'savato v'erach. It's clear we're talking about Birkas HaMazon. But by Birkas HaTorah, it's not. It's Kishem Hashem Ekra HaVogot. So it's different interpretation. So therefore, even though the Gemara says it, it doesn't mean it exactly. However you want to interpret it, it's a machlokes, we'll assume, Rambam, Ramban, whether it's Min HaTorah, Midrash. So some want to suggest, what is the issue? The issue is, goes back to a fundamental question, which will have many nafkaminas coming up, practical differences, is what type of bracha is Birkas HaTorah? So in general, let's call them, there are three categories of brachas. Anyone want to take a shot on the three categories of brachas? What type of, like in general, not specific, we have three general categories. Door number one, door number two, and door number three. Correct. So one is the classical, what we call Birkas HaMitzvah. A bracha, before we do any mitzvah, we make a bracha. And in fact, the Gemara tells us in Psachim, usually it's Over Lasiyosun. First you make the bracha, then you do the mitzvah. Of course, a couple of exceptions to the rule, let's say like a ger. Obviously a convert can't make the bracha until after they went into the mikveh because they're not Jewish before. But it's the efshar. As a general rule, on a birkas ha-mitzvah, the bracha comes before. I see it's coming around now, tshuva. So what's the second category of bracha? That's one is birkas ha-mitzvah. Very good, the one we just made. Birkas hanenin, from Hana. The bracha you make before you get benefit. As the Gemara tells us in the sixth parak of brachas, Ketzim Mevarchim, Asar lahanos b'lom hazebul bracha. It's prohibited to get benefit from this world without making a bracha. The Gemara quotes an apparent contradiction in Tehillim. The one in it says, Hashem aretzim lo, the world belongs to God. Another thing we say in Hallel, Hashamayim shamayim l'Hashem, v'ya'aretz nasan l'vnei adam. He gave, the Gemara says, lo kasha, no difficulty. Kan kodem bracha, kan acha bracha. Before the bracha, everything belongs to God. After the bracha, belongs to you. So, kind of like, so if you eat food without making a bracha, it's like going to the candy store and stealing the Nestle Quick Bar or whatever, Nestle Crunch that is, or M&M's, whatever. So that's the second category, Berkas HaNenin. And what is the third category of brachas? Play the momentum. What do you mean?
Like on Shabbos, on holidays.
Well, I'll tell you what you mean. What he means to say is, it's a berakah shevach v'hoda. It's a bracha. You know, on holidays, you always feel you're in the praise mode. Berakah shevach, a bracha you make praising God and the great, you know, whether it's, you know, a thunder and lightning bracha, or you see, you know, tremendous things, you make, you know, bracha of praise. In fact, berakah's eris in the bracha you make, or usually the rabbi, but whoever the Masada Kedushin is by the wedding, that's actually a machlokes, whether it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, Birkas Shevach. But those are the three categories. So we have Birkas HaMitzvah, a bracha before a mitzvah. So in other words, Birkas HaShevach V'Hodah. Or Birkas HaNenin. So actually all three opinions are represented in Birkas HaTorah. But we'll just stick to the mainstream two for now. We'll put Birkas HaNenin on the side for a minute. So the two basic opinions in terms of... So if you say Birkas HaTorah is a Birkas HaMitzvah, means on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, I'm making the bracha. If I say it's a Birkas Shevach V'Hodah, I'm thanking God that He gave the Jewish people the Torah. So that's what the Ramban himself writes explicitly, Nechmanides. The Ramban writes it explicitly. So the Ramban clearly holds it's a Birkas Shevach V'Hodah. And the Rambam holds it's a Birkas HaMitzvah. So there was someone to point out, perhaps this is dependent on whether it's biblical or rabbinical, because normally a classical Birkas HaMitzvah is rabbinical. So if I'm assuming the bracha on Birkas HaTorah is on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, it's also midrabanan. But according to the Ramban, that you're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the Torah, so the, you know, the concept of Hodah, pseudo something that could be a biblical concept. So someone to point out, perhaps this issue, whether it's not perhaps, the Ramban says both. He says it's the Raisa, and he calls it a Birkas. Well, he doesn't call it a Birkas Shevach, but he says it straight out. The Rambam doesn't talk about it, so perhaps in the Rambam Shita, it's a Birkas, so that's why it's Rabbanan, because like all other Birkas HaMitzvah.
What's Shevach?
Shevach is praise. Shevach is praise. Hodah is thanks. Where else do we have this? We have three sections in the Shemona Esrei. Our 19 brachas. The first three brachas are Shevach. We begin with praise. The last three are Hodah, and that's no matter when you daven. And then the middle section changes. So during the week, it's Bakasha, He's walking.
This is the doctor over here.
So those that's where it comes up. So what's the practical difference? First, before is we said it. What's the difference if I say it's deraisa drabanan? Let's assume according to the Ramban, birkas haTorah is minaTorah, and according to the Rambam, it's drabanan. My nafkamina. What's the practical? We're all zealous Jews. We fulfill mitzvahs drabanan as well as mitzvahs. So I'm going to get up tomorrow morning and make the bracha whether you tell me it's Darabanan or Daraisa. So what's the practical difference? What's the bottom line difference?
Memory card phone.
That was the best part. It's like in Israel when there's a commercial in the middle of a movie.
So what do we do?
They have those here.
Do you have a second memory card?
What do you mean, like in a theater? Are you kidding
I
me?
I do have one, but I'm saying maybe I'll just...
Forget it?
Yeah, forget it. Okay. And I'll just...
I'll turn it off.
Yeah, I'll just leave...
Because we'll make an animation for
yeah, exactly.
Suspense that goes to commercial for the next
exactly,
week.
Exactly, because I want to say, because the other one, because I have to say what I'm doing, Parsha, Bahaloska for them, so I don't like
that one. If you answered a Shaila to begin a week and then asked another one and then made everybody wait for the next week for the answer to the next Shaila. Yeah, series.
People would be at your door.
Sure. No, it's crazy, and that's what they want to put on the... And to add its website, you know, ask, you make a section.
AskDrabbaSullivan.com?
Yeah, that's what Becky was dreaming about.
That's a good idea.
That is a good idea.
But the problem is they have better have enough for how much, it's not, what do they call it, memory or like overload, like what do they need, servers? They better make sure they're prepared.
Well, they can just link to kosher too.
They should make an iPhone app.
An Addis Israel iPhone app.
I know, we're still working on the app.
Yeah, ask Rabbi Sullivan.
Yeah, or even just I think the idea, I want my share to be an app.
Yeah, we gotta do that first.
How do you get on the app? You just have to call Uncle Steve. What's the normal, generally when you have a difference between Daraisa and Darabanan, what's usually a practical difference? Correct, yeah, it's a normal, because they'll get it anyway. I'm doing the Birkas HaTorah Thursday night, so they'll get the full shiur then. So, right, so Noah's right that they, usually on a biblical suffix, Daraisa L'chumra, a doubt by a biblical law was strict, a doubt on rabbinical law was lenient. So therefore, let's say you're not sure if you said Birkas HaTorah or not. So what should be the halacha?
If you're not sure if it's a Birkas HaTorah, depending on whether it's Daraisa.
Right, that would be, if it's Daraisa, so then maybe you have to make a new bracha. If it's Darabanan, you wouldn't. The Gemara already talks about if you forget to say Birkas HaTorah, when you say Ava Rabba, or Ava Zolom, if you're Sephardi, that really is Mayein Bir and Yotze. But that's what they point out. Why is it that if we assume Birkas HaTorah is Daraisa, so how come... You know, then we, you know, maybe we should repeat all the brachas. So, or we should repeat. So, therefore, that's what they point out that, you know, if you look at the Gemara, there are like three different rabbis who say this bracha, that bracha. So, really, the post can point out, really, may ikar adin, you probably fulfill your mitzvah even with one of them. We go through, we're machmir, we make all three. So therefore, in a case of a suffix, so we say you only have to do one. And that's the mu'ulah of the brachas, that's Asher Bacha Bano. So if you're mesupik and you haven't said Ava Rabba, so then you just make one bracha, Asher Bacha Bano Mikol Amim. So, but that's the classical difference. But let's say you're not sure if you shook lulav. So then, assuming, let's say, on the first day, let's assume it's a biblical mitzvah. So let's say I'm not sure if I shook the dalet minim. So the lach is I have to reshake. Do I reshake with a bracha or without a bracha?
I think without.
Right, so that's a machokas rishonim. Do we say that once you have to redo the mitzvah, you also, the bracha tags along? Or no, we paskin like Ben saying, that we assume as a general rule, we only do the mitzvah without the bracha. So here, in this case, the Birkas HaTorah is Daraisa, so then there's what to discuss, and that's where you go back and then, you know, repeat the Asher Bacha Bano. So getting back, so there's a fundamental issue. What is the nature of the mitzvah? You know, whether it's dependent on the rice or drabbanan, it really doesn't make a difference to us at the moment. What's the difference if I assume, let's assume everyone agrees it's daraisa, or everyone agrees it's drabbanan, but what is the nafkim, what is the difference, practical difference, if I assume Birkas HaTorah is a Birkas Shevach Vahoda, or if I assume it's a Birkas HaMitzvah? What's the difference? What would be some practical differences? Maybe I'll get you started with one to get you thinking. So, the question is, can I make the bracha in the morning, like I normally do, and then start learning at 9 o'clock at night, or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 9 o'clock in the morning? In other words, do I have to learn right away after the bracha? Do you have to learn right away or not? So what would you say? Yes or no?
What do you say right after you make the...
So very good. That's our minhag. That's what we cover ourselves. We read psukim from the Torah right after. That's what we have. In the Siddur, you have the brachas, and right, we have a little Torah, you know, the Mishnah. Right, that's what we read. But that's afterwards. I'm saying, let's say we didn't have that. They just put that in because of what we're talking about right now, from the Gemara. But it comes down to, if you hold it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, do you have to learn right away or not?
Well, you would think so.
Because why?
Because when you make a chalkal, you have to drink.
But that's a Birkas HaNenin.
Oh, sorry.
But let's say
you do lulav,
right? Anything, right. So the lacha is you need over las yosin. It has to be before, but it can't be over the over, as they call it. It can't be too. In other words, you know what? It's 8 o'clock in the morning, I'll make on the tilas lulav, and 11:30 I'll get around. So we know it's ridiculous. There has to be a connection between. So too, if I hold Birkas HaTorah, it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, then the logical conclusion is you have to learn immediately after. However, if you hold it's a Birkas Shevach, then we can talk about it. Maybe you don't have to learn because all the bracha is saying is, I'm thanking God that you gave the Jewish people the Torah. I'm not saying I'm going to learn right now. Maybe I won't learn at all. But I'm thanking God. There's two different issues. I can be thankful that He gave it to us. And not thankful enough and not learn it, but at least it's one step, appreciating the gift. So that'd be one practical difference. So I have to learn right away. As you're pointing out, it's not so practical anyway, because anyway, we go machmir in this scenario for the Birkas HaMitzvah, and we learn right away. But that's the question. Another.
We also read Kriyat Shema.
Right, so that's all.
Even if we didn't do that, would that still.
Right, that's what they point out. So. The Gemara says if you don't make Birkas, if you forgot to make Birkas, or you weren't sure, you could exempt yourself with Ava Rabba. So Tosis has one opinion there. He says, one opinion is Birkas HaTorah, you don't have to learn right away. Because, you know, I guess whether he's assuming it's a Birkas HaSheva, it's obvious, it speaks for itself. But when you say Ava Rabba, you normally say it as part of davening. If you want to show that it also has a dual function of Birkas HaTorah, then you got to learn right away, which is a further discussion is, when we say Kriya Shema in davening, is that Talmud Torah or not? I mean, obviously we're reading from the Chumash, but are we getting credit this B'Torah's Tefillah, or for Talmud Torah? Well, can you do both? Or we'll see. But that's the question right here. And in fact, it usually comes up in the month of Elul, especially if you're a Svardi who starts Slichas in the beginning of Elul, but any time you say Slichas, let's say someone wants to wake up and read Tehillim before davening, you know, whatever, either you want to read Psukim, you would say, maybe you're waning, you want to practice, you know, most people know they don't have no idea what they're, you know, not paying attention to the Havana. I'm not saying no one, but most people, they're focusing on this, they're not really thinking what they're actually saying. So the question is, Kriyas Amiris Psukim Derek Tachanunim. If you're saying a Pasuk in the Chumash or a Navi, whatever, but not B'Torah's Talmud Torah, you're asking God, it's Slichas, God, forgive us, you know, whatever you're doing, you're not reading this Pasuk B'Torah's Talmud Torah, you're doing it B'Torah's Slichas Tachanunim. Is one obligated to make Birkas HaTorah before Slichas? Or before someone's going to get up, or do I say no, it's not required? So one, you could argue that two ways you could argue. You could say everyone agrees that there is no mitzvah of Talmud Torah, or let's assume in our case that everyone agrees there is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Let's assume that's a point of contention. Let's assume so if it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, so then you'd only have to make it if you're getting the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. If you're not getting the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, you wouldn't have to make the bracha. However, it's a Birkas Shevach V'Hodah, so the mere fact that you're studying the Torah, that by itself might warrant a bracha. So if it's a Birkas HaShevach, so then in this case it would be a Chumrah, you'd have to make a Birkas HaTorah before you learn. But if it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, so then one can entertain. You really don't need the bracha. Again, so it's not so hard. You come to shul, you say Birkas HaTorah before Slichas, but that depends on this issue. If it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, if you assume that there is no mitzvah of Talmud Torah, mere reading of the Sukkim. In fact, the Shochar HaCharav, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, makes a distinction between Torah Shebeksav and Torah Shebaalpeh in terms of that if you're just reading from the 24 books of Tanakh, or maybe just either he says the Chamisha Chum Shei Torah, or he might say the 24 books, I don't remember, but if you're just reading from those, then you get the mitzvah of Talmud Torah even without any understanding. That's why many Hasidim, they're sitting there like Tikkun Leil Shavuos, they just do a lot of reading, because they say whatever, there's a tradition in Kabbalah that you'll understand the later, just read it, whatever you read, then when Mashiach comes or whatever. So they point out, so that's the issue over here. We put him in the corner, he was bad. So they point out that could be the issue, whether you make a bracha or not. If it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, then perhaps not. If it's a Birkas Shevach, even if you're not doing Talmud Torah, you would. Another machlokas is as follows. What about Hamaharher B'Divrei Torah? One who's thinking and learning. You know, the lost art today of thinking, as they say, there's a lot of knowledge, but not too much wisdom today. So what about someone thinking and learning? You know, you're right now, you're thinking and learning, or we hope you are, or I don't know what you're thinking of, but it looks like you're thinking anyway. But so obviously, let's say one person's giving people a listing, so of course that's what they're doing. So actually the Mechaber writes in Shulchan Aruch, HaMaharer B'Divrei Torah Eino Tzarech Levarech. If you wake up in the morning, you just had, you know, tremendous, you were thinking about last night's shiur, you had some thought on it, so could you have to say, wait a second, let me run to the Seder, make beer, okay, and start thinking, or you don't have to worry about it. Think all you want. As long as you're not saying it over the Noah, then you're okay. So that's the Machaber writes, Eino Tzarech Levarech, and the Gross says, what, are you crazy? Of course you make a bracha. I mean, of course you have to make a bracha, even if you're thinking and learning, because the Pasuk says in Yehoshua, V'higiso bo yomam v'layla. It's all about thinking and learning. In fact, as he said right now, the whole point, even when I'm talking, I'm thinking, but so according to you, he's saying if one person is giving a shiur, everyone is listening, they don't make a bracha, of course that's Talmud Torah. So the Vilna Gaon says, there's no doubt you'd definitely make a bracha. So what is the issue at hand between Rav Yosef Cairo, who says no bracha, and the Vilna Gaon, who says yes bracha, on thinking in Torah? What's the issue? Why does the Vilna Gaon say, yes, you're obligated to make a bracha before even thinking? Because what is the Vilna Gaon's opinion? The mitzvah, the Birkas HaTorah is a Birkas HaMitzvah. It's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So would anyone in the right mind say, if you're thinking and learning, you're not fulfilling Talmud Torah? Of course you are. So what's it to talk about? You wake up in the morning, right to the Birkas HaTorah, and then you can start thinking about Torah. So if it's on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, there's nothing to talk about. The Mechaber seems to be working with the Ramban, that it's a Birkas Shavach Voda. So perhaps if I'm only obligated in a bracha if I articulate it. But if I'm just thinking, one can entertain according to Birkas Shavach that I wouldn't have to make a bracha right away. It's an interesting split they make that the Achronim point out, even according to the Machaber. Machaber says if you're thinking and learning, no bracha. Whatever, if I'm writing, so forget, you're not going to think. You wake up in the morning, you have a chiddush, you don't want to forget, so you start writing it down. So someone appointed, even the Machaber would agree, if you're writing it down, you would have to make a bracha. What's the difference? Either way, you're not articulating it. Why would the Machaber make a distinction between thinking and learning, no bracha, but writing, learning, yes, bracha? So the Mefarshim point out, the issue is because thinking and learning, that can never be transmitted to anyone. No one knows what you're thinking. We haven't developed that yet. But if you write something down, so therefore the potential is for other people to read it, kind of like articulating. So therefore, that's why they make a distinction. So even according to the Machaber, that there's no bracha on hearer, even the Machaber would agree by writing. So that's the issue, whether it's a Birkas HaMitzvah or Birkas Shevach. A related issue would be, what about women, nashim? A woman obligated in the bracha of Birkas HaTorah now? Do they have to make that bracha that we make every morning?
I just heard from
before. What happened? Got lost?
No, nobody told him what time to come. What's your address?
Six, well, it's six women. I told him when to come, but okay.
Right.
So it depends on what you say. Right, six Wilma, but there's no number on the
it's
house.
It's
right, so talking about by women, are you talking about?
Women.
Yeah, so, right, so, the, so let me, so Machaber writes, Nashe Mevarchos Birkas, a very par of language. He says, women make the, you know, it's open to interpretation. They're allowed to. Well, they have to. What does it mean? So that's the machlokes, the Magen Avraham and the Vilna Gaon. The Magen Avraham says, you know, Rav Yosef Kara means Nashim Mevarchos Birkas HaTorah, they're obligated. Why? Because since women have to keep kosher, they're obligated to learn about kosher. They have to keep Shabbos. All the mitzvahs that are nageya to them, they're obligated. So the Magen Avraham says, that's what the Machaber writes, women are obligated every morning to make Birkas HaTorah. And the Vilna Gaon says, no, that's not what the Machaber means. He means women have the option of making Birkas HaTorah. So what is the Machlokas Magen Avraham and Vilna Gaon, whether you learn the Machaber is saying women have to make Birkas HaTorah or women may make Birkas HaTorah? What's the issue? Tie it into our issue, yeah?
So if you're saying they have to... then you're saying that it's a Shevach. Is that right?
Hello.
And if you're saying that they can or cannot, then you're saying that it's a mitzvah, or it's a mitzvah
Seisha. Right, so it's right, to the right, to the Vilna, it's very good. So if you say it's a Birkas Shevach, so even if women are exempt from mourning, so what? They're still part of the Jewish nation. We're making a Birkas Shevach. God gave the Jewish people the Torah, so therefore, that's the Magen Avraham. But the Gra is clearly learning it's a Birkas HaMitzvah. And therefore, he points out a difficulty because normally, so and we're assuming women are exempt from Talmud Torah because the Pasuk says, L'madzam is b'nechem. So strictly speaking, women are exempt from different parts, from the pure mitzvah. There's a whole shiur on this I'm not going into. But on the pure mitzvah of Talmud Torah, they're exempt. But on the other aspect of knowing what to do, obviously they have to learn that. So the Vilna Gaon has a problem here because he says, what do we normally, let's say, if a woman, does a woman have to shake lulav? Does a woman have to sit in the sukkah or not? No. It's a mitzvah aseisha, but she's exempt. But let's say she wants to volunteer it. Is she allowed to? So we assume, yeah, she's allowed to, or we assume it's praiseworthy for most of the mitzvahs. So, okay, it's... What about making a bracha? So good, it's praiseworthy. She could sit in the sukkah, she could shake the lulav, but could she also make a bracha? So that's a major machlokas, the Rambam versus the Bali Tosfos, the Machaber versus Ara, which the bottom line comes down to, a machlokes Ashkenaz versus Svard. Us b'nei Ashkenaz say yes, a woman can not only do the mitzvah, but also make the bracha. And the Machaber and the Svardim say no. Because why? They say, how could they say the word, Asher Kedeshel Mitzvah Vitzivanu? How could they say, I'm commanded, when they're not commanded? Because they're exempt. So therefore they can't make the bracha. So Ashkenaz, we don't care about lying. Why do we say it's okay? No, so we say Vitzivanu is going on a generic. We're saying, I'm not saying me personally, the different people in Klal Yisrael who are obligated in this mitzvah. So whatever that issue is, that's the bottom line. So the problem is here, the Mechaber goes again. So the Vilna Gaon points out, so it's difficult to Mechaber, because according to the Ramadan, Noshim Mevarkos Birkas HaTorah. According to the Minhag Ashkenaz, women are exempt from Torah. So they have it's like any other mitzvah they're exempt from. According to Ramah, they can go ahead and volunteer a bracha. But the Machabe here seems to go against this principle. Normally, by Lula, by Sukkot, says they can't make a bracha. So that's why perhaps it's different here. You could say that because like the Magen Avraham's aspect, that they're obligated in the parts of Torah where they have to know, and therefore that's why the Machaber, who usually says they would make a bracha over here, in this case says, because of Taras HaMishpacha, Kashra Shabbos, they have to make a bracha. So therefore it comes out, it's the Vilna Gaon consistent with his view. Hear her and Nashim. Because the Vilna Gaon says, yes, bracha on hear her, and women have an option of making a bracha. Because the Gra's opinion is, Birkas HaTorah is a Birkas HaMitzvah. So if it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, so I get a mitzvah by thinking and learning. And if it's a mitzvah, women are exempt from Talmud Torah, strictly speaking. So therefore he gives them the option. So this the machlokes, whether Nashim here, that depends. So we had four nafkaminas so far between whether it's a Birkas HaMitzvah or Birkas. Maybe that's dependent on the rice of Drabana, and that would be one. Whether you have to learn right away is two. Whether if you say Slichas before davening, Slichas Derech Tachanunim, does it require a bracha? And then the hearer and the Nashim. So, my time, how much longer do you have? Just fill me in. Should we? I'm saying you're ready to go for. Should I be winding down? Should I be warming up?
Something in between.
Okay. So there's Rav Chaim's opinion we won't go into now. We'll skip him, and they'll get into more of the little machshava. That we pointed out this door number three. Actually, I saw an interesting question. When I was riding going somewhere today, so in the van. So what was the question was about if. Actually, it was a question about teaching Torah to someone who hasn't made a Birkas HaTorah in terms of, like this halacha, you're not supposed to give food, again, in theory, to someone who's not going to make, that's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, obviously, you have to know the big picture and fakir of other things you do it anyway, but in terms of, there is halacha in the book, so we'll come back to that. So the Rav Soloveitchik, the stipler, and others point out, they say door number three, Birkas HaTorah is a Birkas HaNenin, it's a matir. By you making a bracha, it's like you make a bracha on food, it permits you to eat the food. You make a bracha on Torah, you're permitted to learn. Because this, like it says, Kol HaNena Belo Bracha, whoever gets Hana without benefiting, whoever gets benefit without making a bracha, it's like you're trespassing, you're violating a serious infraction. And that's why we know, since there's a tremendous level of simcha, that's why in Tisha B'Av we don't learn. Bikudei Hashem Yishara Misamcha Elev. We don't, since Torah makes a person happy, so therefore we don't learn, we only learn the sad parts on Tisha B'Av. So they point out that the whole, how do I know the whole purpose of Talmud Torah is to enjoy learning? In other words, what's the higher level? What's learning Lishma? Is learning Lishma listening to a great share, interesting, you're really into it, or it's like most boring share in the world, or it doesn't have to be a share, you could just be reading something, it's so tedious, boring, but I'm doing it because it's Talmud Torah, and that's it. What would you say, what's the higher level of Torah Lishma? No, it's rhetorical, you don't have to answer. Obviously you're at my share, so I know the answer, but... So it goes like this. So, I mean, obviously you know the answer. So it goes like this. So there's an igle, there's a taz in Hilchus Nedarim, a beautiful taz. Like this. The Gemara, the taz writes halacha, which we pass in like. Someone says, Hamoder hana mechavero. Someone makes a neder saying, I'm not going to get benefit from Reuven, whoever. And then, lo and behold, you show up in shul the next day, and he's the Baal Tekeya. He's the one blowing shofar. Or he's the, you need his lulav, whatever the case may be. So could you be yotzei the mitzvah of shofar from this person you just said, I'm not going to get any hana? So the answer, the Gemara says, is yes. Why? But
is it because like the benefit you're getting is not from him, it's actually from the Torah? Like,
no, but let me contrast that, then I'll give the reason. And however, if one says same thing, I'm not gonna get any hana from my friend, and then I see his sefer I like, I see you're not allowed to read it. The question is, why when it comes to shofar, I'm making the same neder, I'm not gonna get any benefit from you. Yet, if I go to shul, I could hear your shofar, but I can't. But if you have a nice sefer, I see on your shtender, I can't take it and learn from it. That's the question. What's the distinction? The Taz explains beautifully because what's the Gemara tells us? Mitzvahs lav lehanos ninu. Whatever that means exactly, that means mitzvahs aren't for our benefit. Not that we don't benefit, but ultimately there's a purpose, you know, for mitzvahs. So we're not doing it for our. When you shake the lulav, you're doing it because kach siva Hashem. You know, God commanded me. However, the Taz writes, however, Talmud Torah is dafka lahanon. You know, the highest level of learning is the geshmak of enjoying the learning. That's the highest level. It's the whole mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to enjoy it. So that's why when it comes to other mitzvahs, and you can get hana because mitzvahs, there is, so to speak, there is no hana. When it comes to Torah, in fact, that's what Igle Tal writes in his introduction to his Sefer. He says, many people make this erroneous mistake. They think the highest level of learning is to learn things you're not interested in, or learn things that you don't like, that you're falling asleep at, or you're just struggling through. In other words, they think you should be learning Torah like you're shaking the lulav. In other words, I'm doing it because God said to do it. You know, how have I a person does this? I'm not knocking that person. I'm just saying it's not the highest level. There are many people who don't learn Torah at all. So the people who learn Torah even, and it's, you know, and, you know, it's just, it's, you know, it's erroneous. The problem is, you know, it's probably harder to do. It's just not the right thing to do. So he points out that, you know, people always used to say, you know, stay on Melech, you know, going, looking up the word, I don't know if you know the Jastrow anymore. That was during Jastrow's, like, that was when I was growing up. That was before the days of Art Scroll, Gemara's. You know, that was an Aramaic dictionary. So they said, oh yeah, go up, looking up the word, it's all part of that Melech. You know, which I'm not saying it's not. Now that you have the Art Scroll, you don't really have to need, you just open it up. So maybe the ideal level is you should be able to, you know, ultimately learn without. Let's say English. But let's say a person's not holding there. So therefore, should you go to the dictionary and spend your 2 hours looking up words? So I'd rather spend my amelis. Okay, let's guess what the words mean and let's try to understand the concept. So that's what the Igle Tal writes. He's not talking about that specifically, but he says the whole, people have this erroneous understanding that you're not supposed to enjoy the learning. He says the opposite. learning Lishma is the enjoyment, because that's, as the Taz points out, the whole purpose of Talmud Torah. Like I like saying, by Avraham Avinu, what does it say? Lech Lecha. So Rashi writes, Lahanoscha, for his own benefit. What's Rashi telling me? Imagine Avram now, God sending him on his journey to a nation, to a new land, and he's, you know, leaving his father's home. So if Avram was just saying it, I'm doing it because, okay, I don't want to do it, but God told me, so, you know, like a child, well, I don't really want to do it, but my father said to us, I'll do it anyway. If he had that attitude, he'd never be successful. Rashi's saying it's Lahanoscha. He realized it's for his benefit. He has to realize that he's getting the most out of it. And that's the pshat here. In the Taz, the Talmud Torah, and that's what it means, the Birkas Hanenin, the ultimate Hana, is the learning of the Torah. It's not that, that is the ultimate Lishma. And this is the conclude, which I said I would about. So we asked, how come the Birkas HaTorah is in the, before we learn Torah, but the Birkas HaMazon is after? So the Sefer HaChinuch has an answer. He wants to make a difference between the physical and spiritual. He says, our physical senses, we really can't fully appreciate it until after, no matter how good it smells, the steak on the barbecue and the ribs, but until we actually, Enel Dome, well, there used to be a nice, it was a, like, by YU, there was the grandma's cookies. They always had the best smell. Well, the cookies were good also, but just walking by, the smell was always unbelievable. So Eino Doma, the smell to actually eating them. So when it comes to physical hana, you can't fully appreciate until you actually partake in it. So therefore, after you eat. But from a spiritual level, the seichel, that you can even intuit things even before you actually do it. So by Birkas HaTorah, you can make before. However, the Meshech Chachma has a different answer. He says, you know what the difference is? Because when's the danger area? We know if a person's going around, he's afflicted with poverty and has nothing to eat. So, as the saying goes, there's no such thing as an atheist in the foxhole. When the bombs are coming down, everyone's a maimon. Or let's say someone, Rahmana Litzlan, has some type of cancer disease. They go to every doctor. Sorry, I can't help. Okay, so who else is left? I might as well speak. I mean, you speak to God first, but the point being is, after you, there's no one else to turn to, so that's the natural need, you know, you turn to God. So he points out, when a person's v'yachalta v'savata, when you have your three homes, your six cars, your steak dinners, and you're full, you have everything, so that's the danger area. You become complacent. Pen tishkach et Hashem elokecha. And that's why specifically, when you're hungry, you're not worried, you'll eventually turn to God. But the achalta, the savata, when is the biblical mandate? When you're full, when you're satisfied, and not just in eating, but in general, you get satisfied and complacent, you might forget God. You know, well, I'm the genius, I did this, I made the good investment, whatever it is. Then right now you have to, the achalta, the savata, you have to make the bracha now. Hashainki, when it comes to Torah, hopefully the assumption is that when you learn the Torah itself will protect you. The only danger is not learning it with the proper intention. So that's why when it comes to Birkas HaMazon, the danger area is after you eat, when you're full. Hence the biblical mandate, after benching. But when it comes to Birkas HaTorah, once you're learning Torah, we're more comfortable. But before Torah, that's the danger area. So hence the bracha is to make sure that we learn Torah in its proper way. And that's why, even though there are only two biblical brachas, and you would think they'd get their act together, but they are getting their act together, but one comes after because that's v'yachalta v'savata, and Birkas HaTorah comes before because that's the danger area before learning Torah. Questions? Yeah. So we'll summarize again then. So we discussed whether Birkas HaTorah is a bracha min HaTorah or midrabanan. We said perhaps it ties into, if it's a Birkas Shevach, so that we can entertain it being biblical. If it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, it should fall under the category of the Rabbanans. We had a whole gamut, what is the opinion of the Rambam? All we know is he left it out. like he left out the mitzvah of living in Israel, and then whether it's a fundamental issue or a technical, that depends, different opinions, how you interpret the Rambam. We said, what's the difference either way? We're going to make the Birkas HaTorah tomorrow. We said, if you're in doubt, so then the general principle is Savik Daraisa L'chumra, Savik Darabana L'kula. So we do, as you're in doubt, we make one bracha, because really, you can fulfill your mitzvah with even one. And then we discussed the differences between Birkas Shavach versus Birkas HaMitzvah, whether you have to learn right away. If it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, yes. If it's a Birkas Shavach, no. If I'm saying Slichas before davening, if it's a Birkas Shavach, yes, because I'm reading from the Torah. But if it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, I'm not doing Talmud Torah, so I wouldn't have to. If I'm thinking and learning, I'm getting the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So according to the Birkas HaMitzvah, the Gra, yes. According to the Ramban and Machaber, no. It's just the Birkas Shavach, you have to actually articulate it. And we made a distinction between writing versus thinking. And then similarly, women, whether women are obligated to machokas magen harav vilnagon, whether it means they have to or they can. If they have to, if it's a birkas shevach, they have to, because they're also in kaiso. If it's a birkas hamitzvah, then they have the option, because we assume, like just like they have the option making a bracha by sukkah and lulav, they have the option here. And the machaber, you can't say that in, because he normally says they don't make a bracha. He'd say like the magen harav here, that they have to say it because the parts they're obligated in. And then also, then we pointed out the Birkas HaNenin, that Birkas is like Birkas HaNenin. And also, it would be similar if you assume it's Birkas HaNenin, would you have to learn right away or not? Yeah, because it's like a Mekos Shahako, I got to drink right away. If I say Psukim, you know, Slichus, if it's a Birkas HaNenin, would I have to... But I have to make a Birkas HaTorah now. Right. If I'm doing, let's say, Slichas before, you know, I'm just reading Tehillim. Reading Tehillim. So then.
Depends on what you say, but.
Right. So I'm saying if.
It's considered Talmud
Torah. Right. So if it's Talmud Torah, so then I'd have to write, because it's a getting Hana. Or what about a bracha on thinking in Torah? Yeah, if I'm getting benefit, what's the difference when I'm thinking or not? And women, then women would definitely have to make a bracha. You'd have to learn that they're chaya, because it's like they make a bracha on drinks. And then we went into the ultimate in Talmud Torah is enjoying the geshmak of learning the Taz, the distinction between if someone makes a neder about not getting benefit, but he can't hear the shofar, but he can't use the person safer. Because the ultimate is the enjoyment of Talmud Torah, and like the Eglei Tal, right? Many people are mistaken. And lastly, we discussed, if there's only two brachas in the Torah, why does Birkas HaTorah come in the beginning and Birkas HaMazon at the end? Because that's the danger of Yechalta V'Savata, so the mandate is after, when you're full, but by Torah, it's before you learn, so hence, they mandated you make the bracha before you learn.
It's weird to say there's a bracha l'hananin, because, like, when I make a shakal...
You're saying it's difficult? You're asking a question? Okay, yeah, go on.
Like, when I make a shakal, I make shakal. Get up, I go do something, come back, you know, eat something else, make another shakal. Like, it's, you know, when you say your Torah at the beginning, you say your three psukim, and then I learn tonight, you know what I mean? So how many hours pass, how many things cross my mind, how many, you know, there's a lot of division.
Okay, very good. Okay,
that's one thing. Second thing.
Yeah, very good. That means that shiur isn't over. That's the part I left out of the shiur. Yeah, I'll discuss that now.
Is, like after you make a shakal, you make an after bracha for Birkas HaNenin, right?
Right, but that's right. But they say in general, they say why isn't it? Because they say there is no end, because you always.
Because you're always learning.
Right. In turn, or
so not. Then why say a bracha the next morning? Okay. Why not just say a bracha your bar mitzvah or something, and then?
Okay, you know, that's it. That's a separate shiur we could give, or I could do it right now as well if you want. But let's discuss the first question first. So Tosis question in Brachas, Daf Yud Aleph says, like, what's going on here? Tosis says, how come? His question is, he compares it, we're assuming it's a Birkas, but you could ask the question for Birkas HaMitzvah. You don't need Birkas HaNen. He asks, how come when we use this the sukkah as the example, How come he says when we go into Sukkah, we leave, we come back a couple hours later, we have to make a new bracha every time we go in and out of the Sukkah? You know, it's not every time, but at least, you know, more. It's at least we do make many bracha, we do make it many times. But yet, beer and dough, we make in the morning and that's it. And let's say you go to work for 8 hours and then you study at night, so where, what about the hefsik? Bishchoma, if you're telling me it's a birkas shevach, then I understand it fits in well. But if you hold it's a birkas hamitzvah, how do you explain it? So we'll give three different approaches to that question. So Tosis himself, I'll call you his Russian, he says, Shani Torah. Torah is different. She'eno ma'yayish daito. You never take your mind off, you never give up hope. The Chol Shah, because at every moment, a person is obligated to learn. So basically what Tosis is saying is, since there's a chiyuv to learn all day, so even though maybe you're not learning, but there's a way in chiyuv, I'll give you an example. You know, the Jewish mommy, the typical Jewish mommy, who always has the kids on the mind. So imagine your mother going to work. She's sitting, oh, I wonder what Noah's doing now. I hope he's okay. Hope I packed him that lunch or hope whatever. So point is, even though your mother's not with you all the time, but she's constantly has her mind, same thing with us. We're constantly thinking of Torah. Even we might, you know, if I asked you, might think you're thinking about the game, the Phoenix Laker game. But really, you don't realize it, but you're thinking about Torah. So Tosa seems to say, since there's a chiyuv at all times, that's why. So the chiyuv keeps it. Others say, the Rush writes, he has a little compromise. The Rush writes, only if someone who's Talmud wrote a little mode. He says, only someone who wishes he was learning. Meaning, really, I want to learn all the time. What can I do? I got to make a living. So if you actually have the Ratzon, even though you're not learning, but the fact that you would want to, if you weren't working, that's enough. That's the Sirach. But according to the Rush, a person who doesn't, then he would have to make another bracha when he came back. But I like the best answer. I like is the Augur. He writes that if you look at the bracha says la'asok b'divrei Torah. Doesn't say lomod, which in fact, someone had to answer up our question. Someone to point out we have both. The first bracha is the birkas hamitzvah la'asok b'divrei Torah, and the asher bracha bano, that's the birkas shav. That's what someone to answer up. It's, you know, we do both since we combine both the Ramban and Rambam. But what he says is what the la'asok. La'asok means to be involved. So all day you're involved. What do you mean you're involved in Torah? The laws of ethics of your behavior throughout the day. Halacha, you know, when you wake up in the morning till you go to sleep at night, we're dictated by ethics, morals, halacha. So la'asok b'divrei Torah. I have to know. I can't cheat in business. I got to do this. I have to be honest. I have to treat this person properly. So you are learning. So you are involved. There's what I call book learning, and there's learning from life. And there's, so la'asok b'divrei Torah is your whole life is governed by Torah. It doesn't mean you have to actually be doing the book learning all the time. Hopefully we're doing the other type of learning, you know, the ethical learning and the demonstration. So that's why there is no gap, because you're always involved in some, you know, in halacha, you know, in some form of Torah. So that's how they explain that. That's why Torah is different, however you want to learn it, but that's an excellent question. If you hold it to Birkas Shevach, it's a great proof to you. But if you hold Birkas HaMitzvah, then the Rishonim struggle with, you know, different answers to give how they explain that. And your last question, that was the Shavuos Night question, was, or it's the reverse. That's the famous Machlokes Rush and Rabbeinu Tam. The Machlokes Rush and Rabbeinu Tam is, let's say a person has a Shinas Keva Bayom. Everyone agrees if you sleep at night, let's say more than a half an hour, and you wake up, and you know, until you're getting up, so then you make a new bracha in the morning. What about a shinas keva bayom? You have a nice power nap during the hours of 2 and 4. What do they say? Anywhere between 15 and 40. You know all the new studies that old Dre. Huh? Yeah, you're all familiar. I'm speaking to medical school students here. They're all familiar with that. We don't even go into that. So a power nap.
I know some of that stuff too. Yeah, we don't learn about it. No, really. I know lots about it.
So the power, right. So therefore they point out that, so they say what we do here is that you have a, so let's say you take a sleep during the day. Right? So what do you do? So you wake up, you slept for 2 hours, now you wake up. Are you obligated in Birkas HaTorah? Are you obligated in Birkas HaTorah? You slept between 2 and 4. And now you woke up, it's 4 o'clock and you want to learn now. Do you make a new Birkas HaTorah?
No.
So the Rush says yes. Rabbeinu Tam says no. What's the issue?
Whether you're thinking about in your sleep?
Well, that's an interesting one. Whether you're asleep, we'll leave that point out for a minute.
Sheva for mitzvah.
Right. So therefore, the Rush clearly learns what.
Which Rush says what that you
make a new need a new bracha.
Mitzvah.
Yeah, because I'm mitzvah. So when I'm sleeping, that's it. I don't know what's going on. I'm a yaish daito, and that's it. According to Rabbeinu Tam, he says no bracha. Yeah. And he compares it to the Birkas HaShachar you make together with all the other brachas. They're all Birkas. So what's the flip side of that machlokes? The flip side is Shavuos night, staying up all night. Mm-hmm. You stay up all night. Should I make a new bracha in the morning? Or does the bracha I made yesterday count? As you said, maybe I'll make my bracha and that's it. So forever. So yeah, what would you say? You stay up all night, what would you say? So it's the flip side of the machlokes. So whatever one would say in the one, they'd say the opposite. So tell me, what would they say? The Rush says if you sleep during the day, you need a bracha. Rabbi Nachman says, no, it's a birkas shevach. What about if you're up all night, you don't sleep?
So you didn't really stop your shevach. You didn't really stop your...
All right, so that's all right. So according to the Rush, no bracha, because there was no hefsek. But according to Rabbeinu Tam says the chiyuv is once a day, every day. In other words, when the Torah gives us a mitzvah, doesn't tell us how often, we assume. So every morning, we have every new cycle, you know, it's like a Birkas HaShachar, I thank God yesterday I will, you know, I have clothes I could see. And so every morning, he says, every 24-hour cycle, one is obligated in Birkas HaTorah. So therefore, it would be the reverse. So therefore, the problem is the Mechaber seems to sosur himself. Well, how do we paskin during the day? So the Mechaber seems to say no bracha. Oh, nice. The Mechaber seems to say no bracha. But the Mechaber also seems to say no bracha if you're up all night. So we can't have it both ways. That leads the Magen Avraham to say, I disagree with the Mechaber, I think Rabbeinu Tam is right. And if Rabbeinu Tam is right, so during the day, no bracha. But the next morning, if you didn't sleep, you make a bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah, others point out, the Mechaber seems to say the Rush is the Iker. If the Rush is the Iker, so how come there's no bracha when you wake up during the 2 and 4 o'clock, 2 to 4 sleep in the afternoon? He says, "Real, because the Suffolk brachos v'hakel is choshes v'shitas Rabbeinu Tam." Again, that gets into whether you say Suffolk brachos v'hakel because maybe it's deraisa, you wouldn't do it. So Rabbi Kiva Eger has a good eitzah. We like it from practically, and we like it from halachically. He says, since it's a machlokes, the Rush, you know how to get out of the machlokes. What you should do is, let's say this year Shavuos night was Tuesday night. So you take a nice power nap Tuesday afternoon from 2 to 4. So he says, Mamanashach. He says, so really according to the Rush, you're obligated to make a bracha now of 4:01. But we don't because we're concerned that maybe Rabbeinu Tam's right. But come the next morning, you have both, you have Rabbi Yonatan and the Rush both saying you should make it. Because according to the Rush, you've needed it for the past 12 hours. So when it comes the morning, the Rush says, yeah, you need one. And Rabbi Yonatan, so that's what his answer is, taking that nice power nap in the afternoon, and then you can make Berakas. So I say, push comes to shove. If you were stuck on Gilligan's Island, and you stayed up all night, and there was no one else around to listen to. So we say that luckily, if you have someone who slept, you might as well hear the bracha from them. But so push comes to shove, what would you do if you stayed up all night? So I would, you know, my natia is to go with the Magen Avraham, that you would make a bracha. In other words, al natia shodayim in the morning and birkas haTorah, I tell you to go to the bathroom, and you know, then you can wash your hands with after you come out. Birkas haTorah, again, if you're stuck, it's always better to hear from someone else. I tell you to do it. The two of them you won't be able to make, Elokai Neshama and Hamaver Shein Amayinai, that's the person who experiences sleep. Those, so then you'd have to skip those brachas that night. But that's, so therefore Noah intuited the rest of the parts of the shiur that I left out. That was the hefsek issue that Tosis and the Rishonim spend a lot of time on. Why is it then? And the issue of coming after Shavuos, or maybe, you know, maybe that's not an uncommon occurrence in medical school or other places, staying up all night. And then the issue of Birkas haTorah in the morning, that's the, you know, that'd be the issue to Rush or Rabbi Yonatan.
Also with shift workers comes up, right?
In terms of, like, you sleep.
I'm sure there's a lot of Jewish shift workers. They sleep during the day, they're up all night.
Yeah. Right. Right, that's a discussion Rabbi Yonatan, and you go by your own personal cycle. You know, like, and even, let's say you wake up, let's say morning technically is 5 a.m., you wake up at 3, but I don't mean wake up at 3, then you go back to sleep. You wake up at 3, you want to get up and learn, so then someone will say, even according to Rabbi Yonatan, it doesn't have to be Yom Laila, your personal cycle. So then, you know, so therefore, according to Rabbi Yonatan, you know, it could be along those lines, you know, also. But that runs into another, in that case, but as a general rule is, do you go by the general rule or do you go by your own personal scenario? So it depends. Sometimes we just go with the rove, but other times, you know, your personal situation will make a difference in terms of, whether it's tzitzis, something else, you know, maybe we'll discuss tzitzis next week or whatever. Right. So those are some of the issues, some of the aspects of the mitzvah of Birkas haTorah. And actually, now I'll really conclude, because the Gemara says in the Darim, what caused the Churban HaBayis? Ma of the Haaretz? The Gemara says in the Darim, Shelo Baruch Hu Bracha Tchila. The Jews did not make Birkas haTorah. That caused the Churban HaBayis. Seems a little harsh that they didn't make Birkas haTorah Churban HaBayis. So the Mefarshim point out, so we're talking about these were Chachamim. They were learning Torah. It wasn't that they didn't learn Torah. They learned Torah. But they didn't make Birkas haTorah. So why would they make Birkas haTorah? So the Rav quotes the famous Rabbeinu Yonah, because they were lacking in the chashivas of Torah. They didn't appreciate Torah enough. I'll give you an example. And it's true. Today, many people, it's a pro and a con, many people put too much emphasis on the bracha. What I mean is that people don't realize, even if you didn't do the bracha, you could still get the mitzvah. Many people think, like, if you don't make the bracha, you don't get the mitzvah either. That's confusing the tuffel and the ikker. Like that was the question. Should someone who, like someone non from, you know, whatever, let's say I'm, either way, happens all the time. I'm giving a share until someone comes in. It's a yard, they want to come in, they're interested in, they don't even know there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. They're interested in learning something. They don't really, you know, whether it's science, math. So that's the point being is, so, you know, could I know that, let's assume I could pretty much assume they didn't make a, But the answer is no. Even if they didn't, so what? That's, don't mess up the Ikar and the Tefil. The Ikar is the Talmud Torah. Don't not learn Torah because you didn't make. Of course, you should make the Birkas Torah, but don't not learn like the person. Let's say a person was going to Daf Yomi, but you know, it doesn't have to be Daf Yomi. He was, you know, he was drinking. He was getting his coffee every morning, you know, sugar, milk, and then I guess one day he learned. Someone said, you know what? You're not allowed to drink before davening. Again, so that's a point of contention. What does that mean? You know, different opinions, whether you could have a regular coffee, you shouldn't have sugar, but, you know, I'm saying you can have your regular coffee, I'm telling you. So, but the guy tells me, I can't have a coffee, that's it. I'm not going to do Daf Yomi anymore, so I'll just sleep. So obviously, I mean, to me it's obvious anyway, because someone, you're allowed to drink, so you have to weigh drinking a cup of coffee and say it's maybe not, but giving up an hour of learning, you know, you're mixing up the Ikar and Tefil. So like they say also, like the famous Gemara by Shmini Atzeres, the Gemara concludes that you should sit in the sukkah and don't make a bracha. So Rav Salavashik, his father, is saying, look what happens. They tell you to sit in the sukkah and don't make a bracha. Once you tell someone not to make a bracha, okay, it's not important, and I'm not even, so no one sits in, not no one, so a lot of people sit inside during Shmini Atzeres. The point being is, so the bracha shows the bracha shows the importance to that person. To a lot of people, some, a lot of times it's misplaced. But the fact that makshiv the bracha is a good thing. But that's when shel brachu bracha tachila. They weren't makshiv Torah. They're learning Torah as a science, as a math. In fact, and that's why they didn't make a bracha, because if you're learning, because the luck is if you're just doing something for a means to an end, you would make a bracha. And the mistake was not only is your mitzvah to learn the practical stuff. But actually the learning itself, the process itself is a mitzvah. And that's what Gemara says, Shalom Baruch Hu Bracha Tchila. Obviously on that level, that was bad enough that they weren't Makshev Torah, and that brought the Churban. So we should, you know, we'll all try harder tomorrow morning to make have the appropriate Kavana for Birkas HaTorah. So what's your schedule now? You're doing surgery?